I should say recreate. Because we're still all there. We just have to grow. Allow what's authentic to grow. And be surrounded with like-minded souls also on that path. But to do that, we have to address the fact that there is an organized opposition against this, a tiny, tiny, minuscule few, but they have amassed, unfortunately, tremendous power. But who does this in actuality? It is actually ourselves. Because it's just 10,000 guys, the ones who pull the strings, the vast majority, vast majority of those who implement the plans are just us, with inaccurate information, insufficient information. So we must address this, and we must the need for good information. The fact, and we must address the fact that there are hidden weapons used against us. And this is never discussed. We must also address the problem of our atomization. Sisters and brothers, could it be that our mistrust of each other and sense of dependency comes from this very system set up for the benefit of those 10,000 guys called coerced work, called we are resources for power's use, the very one we want to move beyond to a freedom based in individual self-sufficiency and non-coercion? Could it be we only feel insufficient because we've been kept separate? And so our abundance kept hidden from us, and that we must compose it again with consciousness. And that means that every single one of us grows our gifts, gets big, open, flexible, alternating leadership is what this means. Because as to being led by any particular one, this must be denied by the very structure of our cooperative association, because the basic unit of political organization in the transition, no less than in our freedom, is the individual. What does that mean? It means self-sufficiency politically, and that's a word that we may have to let go. I mean, by my definition, at any rate. There's a lot captured in that phrase, self-sufficiency politically, that we have to unpack. It means the light of our individuality shines bright. It means, as Walt Whitman said, no papers bind our agreement. Only our spirit of freedom leads us. Which means we stay open to the... I was trying to remember, there's a Machiavelli quote that expresses this same thing for the benefit of power. But it is too much to ask of my poor weak brain at the moment. So we are staying open as we work together, ready to reply to whatever floats by, while nonetheless staying centered in balance. Whatever wave comes on the rough ocean, as a made totalitarian reality is constructed to try to keep us jumping from problem to problem, but our eyes must stay locked on our prize, while not overlooking threats to its existence. This can only be addressed structurally, this staying openness, i.e., through the absence of rigid structure. Also, this matter of, is it freedom? Or is it forgiveness that we achieve through mourning? We're having this discussion with Alice recently. Forgiveness implies, requires knowledge of the truth. Alice said something very similar. How can we forgive when we don't even know what happened really? That's why we start with the right story, that we have full information, knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the injury of class implies this, and then allows us to mourn, and it allows us our empathy back again. Truth dissolves the need for forgiveness, unless the injury is ongoing, which it cannot be, once we are all working together on exposing the falseness. For in the constructed reality of class, we are all implicated.